Our story begins at the Bedford Hills Correctional Facility, where Alexandra is visiting Larissa.
Alexandra, is there any news on Lucas?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. I've enrolled him at Windsor Academy, and he's even got a partial scholarship.
This is just what he needs, to be away from Lawrence.
Now, I haven't agreed to keep the kid forever, Larissa, but I am willing to let him stay with me for a little while longer.
Oh, Alexandra, I appreciate that so much.
Well, there are a couple of things you need to do to make this happen.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Just name it.
One, you have got to pay the remaining tuition at the school and for Lucas's books and clothes.
Say no more. Just contact Mitchell. He'll take care of all of that.
Okay. Now, the other thing you need to do involves Andy.
You mean he actually showed his face?
He's had amnesia, Larissa. He still does, in fact, but he's starting to remember some things.
Amnesia? Are you sure this isn't another one of his scams?
No, it isn't. He got beaten up pretty badly, and now he's got a blood clot in his head. I'm not sure how that ties in, but I'm taking him to the doctor tomorrow to get some answers. To make a long story short, he didn't know who he was all summer.
What has he been doing?
Working as a busboy at Wilson's Diner.
Oh, God. You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not.
So what do you want me to do? Obviously, you want me to help my no-good husband in some kind of way.
Yes, I do, Larissa. I want Andy to move back into the penthouse.
What? No way, Alexandra. That is my home, not his.
He's living at the Y right now. He needs a place to stay.
Well, he can stay with you.
But I have no room because your nephew is living with me. Oh, wait. Of course, I could always send Lucas back to Monroe and have him live with his father.
No, you can't do that. Fine. He can move back in for now. Only for now.
That will work for now. I want him to be in familiar surroundings to help jog his memory.
I can't believe that Andrew will be living in my penthouse while I rot here in jail.
And I'll be bringing him here to see you soon.
No, I don't want to see him, Alexandra.
Well, tough. He's coming whether you like it or not.
At Wilson's Diner, Clint walks up to Gretchen at the counter.
Hey there.
Hi.
Remember me? I was in here the other day. My mom is Adam's friend.
Yeah, I do remember, as a matter of fact. How are you?
Good. I'm Clint.
Gretchen, nice to meet you.
Is Adam working today? I thought I'd stop in after school to grab a bite to eat. My mom is going to have a late meeting.
No, he's not in today. Sorry.
That's okay. I'll just sit here at the counter and order something.
I hope she's all right.
Who?
This girl, Heidi. She's a regular here. Works across the street at the hospital. She looks upset.
Yeah, she does look upset. Is she crying?
I better go check on her. That's my food order. I have to get it. I'll talk to you in a few.
Okay. I have to figure out what I want to eat.
None of your business, Clint.
Hi. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
But you're crying. What is it?
It's nothing. Just leave me alone.
Can I get you some tissues or something?
No, I'm okay, really. But thanks for your concern.
It's no big deal. I just hate to see a pretty girl crying.
Thanks. I lost out on a job today that I wanted, that's all. I'm being the baby for blubbering like this.
No, you're being human. It's good to let out your emotions.
I'm sure you wouldn't be at Wilson's Diner crying your eyes out over some stupid job.
Hey, I'm a big baby too, so maybe I would.
Look, thanks for talking to me. There aren't many people who would come over here like this to see if I was all right.
I guess I'm a sucker for a damsel in distress.
Is everything all right over here, Heidi?
Yeah, it is. It is now.
At Hannah and Ellie's apartment, Hannah has just found Perry outside her door.
Okay, you. Were you trying to leave this note and then sneak off? What's going on?
Well, I wasn't counting on you hearing me outside your door.
Well, I did. So tell me what's up.
I'm leaving town, Hannah.
What? No.
I talked to Blake and told him that something had come up, and I need to take a leave of absence from work.
Where are you going?
I could really use a solitude right now. So I'm going to a friend's place down in Sanibel, Florida. No one is there right now.
Prepare. You have so much on your mind right now. I don't want you to have to be alone.
I'm not running away permanently, Hannah. I just need some time to put everything that has happened into perspective. I've felt miserable for weeks now, and that's not who I am. I need to figure out how to deal with being HIV positive in a better way.
And what about Rex?
I left a note for him in his office. He has so much stuff going on right now. Not having me around will probably be good for him.
I don't think he would say that.
Rex needs his space right now, too. I wouldn't blame him if he doesn't want to be with me anymore. This is not a small thing, Hannah. Rex has his mother to worry about. He's trying to come out himself, and now his boyfriend is HIV positive. What we need now is some time and some distance. If we are meant to be together, it will happen. I know it will.
Well, I don't know what to say, Perry, except that I'm here for you. You know that, right?
Oh, yes. Being able to talk to you about this has been the lone bright spot in my life lately.
Please call me from Sanibel anytime, day or night, okay?
I will. And hopefully, when I return, I can start to get my life back together.
At Manhattan Monthly, Rex walks into his office and sees Evelyn.
Evelyn?
Oh, hi, Rex. I was just looking for you.
For what?
Oh, well, I heard that Perry was taking a leave of absence, and I thought you might want to know.
He's what?
I was right. You didn't know. Trouble in paradise. He's taking some time off for monthly.
When did this happen?
Mr. Whitney approved it this morning.
I had no idea. I'll call him.
I think he might be going out of town. I noticed there's a note for you on your desk. It may be from him.
Let me check. Evelyn, would you excuse me, please?
Sure. I'll be at my desk if you need me.
Okay. Dear Rex, I need some time to get away and think, so I have taken a leave of absence. You've been amazing dealing with your family and with me for the past month. You have given me inspiration to try and deal with my situation in a more positive way. I'm hoping this trip can help me do that. Please take care of yourself and know that wherever I am, I'll be thinking of you. Love, Perry.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.